you know, it's just a client coming ordinarily. Mm. Then if I would say something about in another context, I would mean common in a different sort of way. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't have been good. Mm-hmm. Common would have been that she was just an okay mm-hmm. lady, mm-hmm. and that she wasn't pretentious, and she was just ordinary mm-hmm. and run-of-the-mill. But then there are those who are common who go out and do things that any old body will do mm-hmm. and act accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's an old man. He's still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you say, but he's still quiet.
Quite agile.
Mm-hmm. And so your children are, your oldest son is out later than usual. You say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
Concerned.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use uneasy there, maybe? Just
well, to uneasy too.
Mm-hmm. And a child might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
scared.
Mm-hmm. Any other words that he might use there?
I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, well, he isn't afraid now, but he
used to be.
Mm-hmm. Or on the contrary, you might say, I don't understand why he's afraid. Now he
goes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or you might say, why, I don't see why you're afraid to go up there now. You didn't.
You used to go.
Mm-hmm. And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and maybe the door unlocked and his keys lying around, you say he's mighty.
Careless.
Mm-hmm. And so there's nothing really wrong with a person now. Say Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
cute, queer.
Does that word have a bad sense?
Right, it has a different implication as to, here again, context mm-hmm. again. Mm-hmm. Because if you talk about a woman being queer, you don't think of it as a sexual mm-hmm. sort of thing. If you talked about a man being queer, you immediately think mm-hmm. that he acts like a woman.
Mm-hmm. And say if a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you might say, don't be so...
And I do it all the time. I say it all the time. My husband, what in the world is that? Self-assured.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or maybe ever you stubborn there?
Stubborn, right.
Mm-hmm. Hard-headed even?
Oh, boy.
And somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say, well, he's mighty...
touchy.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
angry.
Mm-hmm. And say somebody's about to lose his temper, you tell him, just
cool it.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Or maybe just
keep quiet.
Mm-hmm. And say you've been working very hard. You say, you are very
tired.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you might say?
Mm. You're very pooped.
Pooped, yeah. Or you might say, I'm just completely...
Oh, I'm completely out of it.
Mm-hmm. Or do you ever use wear out there? Say, I'm just completely...
I'm just worn out.
And
you see why I feel like I do about there's no difference as far as the races of people are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Because evidently you are asking me things that you get responses from whites the same.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so we have the same
language. If a person has been quite well and you hear that suddenly they have some disease, you say, well, last night she...
last night.
She suddenly
keeled over
mm-hmm.
or got sick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And... You might say, well...
I passed out.
He's sick now, but he'll be well again.
Soon.
Mm-hmm. And,
Or shortly.
Yeah, if a person sits in a... where the wind blows on him and he begins to cough, you say, well, he's kind of...
cold.
Mm-hmm. And if it affects his voice, you say, well, he's...
hoarse.
Mm-hmm. Or it might make him...
cough.
Mm-hmm. And you might be sitting there and say, I better go to bed, I'm feeling just a little...
tired or sleepy.
In fact, I am.
Right.
You said, I'm going to go into bed now at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I'll go to bed at 6 in the morning.
Or you must say, I'm going to bed at 6 tonight, but at 6 in the morning I'll...
get up.
And you might say to your husband, about your son, well, Michael's still sleeping. Better go and...
wake him up.
And if the medicine... there's some medicine still by the patient's bedside, you might say, why haven't you...
taken it?
And the patient might answer, I forgot
it.
Or talking about taking, I...
took it.
Yesterday, and I'll...
take it.
Later
again.
Today? A person can't hear anything at all. You say that person is just...
deaf. However, there also I'm going to say he is deaf.
Deaf.
And I don't know why in the world they get deaf out of deaf.